Project Management Tips.
Welcome to today's lecture on how to manage a research project. We're participating in the project Digital Classroom for All, which is aimed at students who are unable to participate in class. Well, let's start with the basics. Managing a research project is an important skill which can be an essential part of your job. Good project management ensures quality and helps you to plan ahead, manage changes, and anticipate incoming challenges. Remember, the quality of your research can suffer if you lose track and end up being in a rush to complete multiple tasks at once. Having a clear plan will allow you to achieve your research objectives and still meet your deadline. Apart from following the guidelines of academic writing for your diploma thesis, project management skills will be essential.
I have a question. I have to make a start on the project for my presentation at the end of term. What should I keep in mind?
Well, set your goals early. From early on, plan your research project based on your goals. These are your required classes, your research project, and writing your thesis. For each of these tasks, identify smaller, reasonable tasks.
What does this mean?
Well, as an example, completing each research objective in the project can be your smaller goal. Then, add a link between tasks, for example, a particular task that you can only start after finishing other tasks. To set a timeline, try to estimate the time you need to complete each task and map out the start date and the end date. Setting small, reasonable goals allows you to plan a specific strategy to finish each goal. Furthermore, it helps you to be motivated after finishing each goal.
Thanks a lot. That's good advice.
I'm happy that I could help. So, let's continue.
What else should we consider when working on a project?
Well, the second tip is weigh the risk.
How can I do that?
The nature of conducting research experiments is that they sometimes fail. To prevent losing time, estimate a longer timeline for experiments with a higher risk. If possible, add this type of experiment to your timeline as early as possible. You can do the experiments with lower risk closer to the end of your timeline. Also, try to have a plan for when an experiment fails.
That sounds like a really good tip.
Thanks. And my third tip is, consider the value.
What does value mean in this context?
Well, it means when adding experiments to your research project, consider their value. Sometimes adding more experiments will strengthen your findings, while too many experiments mean that you need more time and take more effort to finish them. Therefore, only choose experiments that are necessary to support your research and bring you closer to your main goal.
Oh, okay.